So the epistle for the 14th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Galatians chapter 5. Brethren, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are contrary one to another, so that you do not the things that you would. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law, nor the works of the flesh are manifest, which are fornication, uncleanliness, immodesty, luxury, idolatry, witchcrafts, enmities, contentions, emulations, wraths, quarrels, dissensions, sects, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I foretold you, as I have foretold you, that they who do such things shall not obtain the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is charity, joy, patience, peace, benignity, goodness, longanimity, mildness, faith, modesty, continency, chastity. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified their flesh with the vices and concupiscences. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 6. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will sustain the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say to you, be not solicitous for your life, what you shall eat, nor for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than the meat, and the body more than the raiment? Behold, the birds of the air, for they neither sow, nor do they reap, nor gather into barns, and your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are not you of much more value than they? And which of you, by taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? And for raiment, why are you solicitous? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They labor not, neither do they spin. But I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory was arrayed as one of these. Now if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more you, of ye a little faith? Be not solicitous, therefore, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the heathen seek. For your Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Seek ye therefore first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be added unto you. Please be seated. Seek first the kingdom of God and his justice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have today in the Mass this good reminder to us of how we should be trying to live our lives. Living our lives to seek after the kingdom of God. Time and time again, we've thought about that. We've considered how the end of our life is heaven, how we should be striving for that. And yet, we have this reminder by our Lord. But even if you look at the entire Mass itself, it lends itself to helping us to understand this. But the collect of the Mass, it talks about the frailty of mankind. And that's through the Church, through God, that he will protect that, withdraw it from harm, and guide it in the good. And so one, it already establishes the fact of the weaknesses of human nature. And through that weakness of how we need then the grace of God to continue on that path, to get to heaven. And then we see in the epistle of St. Paul, where he lays out very clearly for us what are the consequences then of, we can say, walking in the flesh. And then what are the consequences or the characteristics of ones that walk in the Spirit? Very clearly of how they are so different. Different because of what we're attracted to, seeking after, going toward. And so that's one of the things that we can even judge a lot of times and see by our own intentions, our own actions. What is it coming from? Is it coming from our Lord and the Spirit, or is it coming from then, obviously, the devil and the flesh? Very clearly, we can a lot of times examine that in our own intentions and our own actions. And so that is why St. Paul reminds us of the fact that we must walk in the Spirit of God. And by walking in the Spirit of God, well, then the graces will come for our soul. And so then finally, yes, it comes to the gospel account where our Lord draws the line in the sand. You can't serve two masters. It's one or the other. You'll either hate the one and love the other, and so therefore you must decide. And that is why, I mean, even for us, it is a good reflection, a good reminder of how clearly our Lord does draw that line in the sand. But how confusing it is to the world itself, of how a lot of times for us, we can say that there is much of a confusion. That we don't maybe see so clearly of how it is marked that way. That through that confusion, well, almost that we think that we can be on both sides of the fence. That we don't understand how clear our Lord has marked that. You can't serve two, God or mammon. You must choose. And he even goes so far as to going through it and trying to help us to see why be concerned about all, in a sense, the material things. I mean, he's certainly not telling us, okay, well, you know, don't provide for yourself, don't do anything, and God will provide everything for you, you don't have to do anything. He's certainly not saying that, but he's talking about the ones that are so solicitous of that, so much in need of these things, desiring these things, that because of that, that takes them away from what is their end. It takes them away from what they see very clearly then as the end to their life, which is the kingdom of God, which is heaven. And so that is what he's trying to help us to see, trying to help us to explain to us by very clearly giving us this, yes, you can't serve two masters. And we can see from where it's taken in sacred scripture, this is the Sermon on the Mount that our Lord gives. And that is, we can say, kind of the summary of the Christian life. These three chapters that are found in the Gospel of St. Matthew. And so by reading over those three chapters, by seeing that, we see in a way what our Lord is trying to help us to see. This is the path for the Christian, for the one, the follower of Christ. This is the path that you must take. This is the path that you must be on. And so, yes, we must take care of, obviously, our family. We must take care of the things, but not be so caught up with it. That's what he's trying to explain to us. Because there are people that are so concerned with the material things of the world, that being so concerned with those things, they don't care about anything else. That is what they have made their end in life. And so that's why when he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be added unto you. All the other things that you possibly might need, all the things that you need in order to get to heaven, all those things will be given to you as long as you seek first the kingdom of God. And to the point that he even says, O ye of little faith, the ones that do care so much about these other concerns that they lose track of that end. And so as I say, you can see in the whole Mass how it reminds us, repeats this. But as I say, with the collect of the Mass, it acknowledges the fact of the frailty of human nature. The frailty and how, yes, we will be drawn either to these things or the weaknesses that we have. It reminds us of that, but it also tells us, okay, well, then we have God to help us withdraw us from that. We have God's grace to bring us from that. If we rely upon that grace, if we understand that, if we see that. But as I say, too often, so many of us, there is that confusion. It is the blurring of that. The things that we desire after that maybe aren't truly in line with our Lord Jesus Christ. Whether we're blinded by that, whether it's blurred for us, that is why then our Lord says that and states it so clearly. You cannot serve two masters. You must choose. You have to make your choice now. And so that is why, yes, for us to try to meditate and to think about these things, that the living of our faith is a daily thing. 7 days a week, it is something that we must examine in our own souls. And that is where we should make an examination of conscience each night to see where we have fallen, what things we need to work on. But also just to make sure that our mindset is set on the things of God, that we're seeking after God's kingdom. Because if not, we're fooling ourselves. Because then we will end up walking in the things of the flesh. And it says very clearly that they will not obtain the kingdom of God. If that is the case. And so, yes, it's a good reminder of us if we've been on retreats, the different examinations that St. Ignatius asks us to go through. The two standards, three classes of men. So if you've been on retreat, yes, this is very familiar to you. The two masters, you cannot serve both of them. There's only one true master, yes. But we see how much the world is caught up in the other one. How confused that they are. But as I say, that blurring can also even sometimes taint us. We truly are products of the environment that we grow up in, that we live in. And so we can be very much tainted by this world. Tainted by the living that it is. And so it becomes a good examine for us. Yes, the frailty of human nature, to recognize that, to realize how weak we are, how we need the grace of God to help us above that, and how God will protect us from harm, guide us in the good. Our Lord will do that for us. But we have to desire that. We have to seek after that. And so I think it's a good way for us to check and see, do we truly seek after the kingdom of God first? Is that our end? Is that what we're living our lives for? And as I say, sometimes we can get so busy in our lives with so many different concerns we have, different things. Maybe we don't always think about that. But if you can, just to go back and to consider our actions and what do they stem from? What is the spirit that draws them? Is it the spirit of God? Is it the spirit of, obviously, the flesh? That can tell us what we're truly seeking. That can help us to understand where do we lie on this? You know, which side of the fence are we on? Or are we trying to sit on the middle? Are we trying to sit on the middle and thinking that, well, we'll choose at the very end of our life? God forbid that is the case for us. You know, we have to try to understand now. The choice must be made. I mean, the choice is made for us in our baptism itself. You know, when you're baptized, you renounce Satan, you renounce all his pomps, all his works, you renounce all of that. We renew that every Paschal Vigil. And it certainly wouldn't hurt for us to, on occasions, to renew our baptismal promises. Because that is all is what this Mass is talking about. Are you seeking God? Or are you caught up with the things of this world? And very clearly, the choice is ours. The choice is what we make out of it. So in this Mass, yes, it gives us a good reminder of where our intention should be and the direction that we should be going in. And so on a practical level for us to examine just our daily actions, our daily intentions, what do they stem from? I mean, that's a means of also for us in our examination of conscience. You know, whether we make a particular examine against something or just a general examine that we make at the end of the night. How have we spent our day? And so we must consider these things before it's too late. We know not the day nor the hour that God will call us. And so we have to be directing our actions toward the kingdom of God, because the reward is there for us. And that is something that we see in St. Paul in Corinthians, that he talks about very clearly. You know, that eye had not seen or ear heard what God has in store for us. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.